The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, in praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. The Gospel of the Lord. Two of the most famous books that have been published in the past 6 months are by two young priests, one who I was spiritually directing many years ago, and he studied to become an oblate, but he entered into another congregation. His name is Michael Gately. Another one is Don Calloway. They're both in the same congregation, Marians of the Immaculate Conception. And I made a little 4-minute YouTube this morning on the two works that they have written over the past 6 months. And one is Consecration to Saint Joseph, which Father Calloway wrote. And I haven't read it yet, but what I hear is it's a spiritual masterpiece, and probably some of you have already done it. Preparing yourself for the March 19th, which is the Solemnity of St. Joseph. So I invite all of you to try to get that book and to read it. And if you can't make your consecration March 19th, make it maybe May 1st, which is another feast day of St. Joseph. Then the other one is 33 Days of Preparation of Consecration to God the Father, which is written by Father Mike Gately. Over the past couple of days, I've been thinking about those two works. What is the common thread in both of those? You English majors, okay? Well, I'll tell you. The common thread is the person of the Father. And what is the greatest weaknesses in the world today? You know it. Dropout dads, if I can use the term of Adrian Rogers, the Baptist minister, the dropout dads, no? This story has always impressed me. It's a story of a 8-year-old child that really loved his father. But his father didn't seem to have too much time for his son because he was too busy. You know, we can become too busy. So his father get home 8:30 at night, 9 o'clock, and his son was already in bed. So the son just wanted to spend some downtime with his dad. So father comes in the door, and the son says, Daddy, come here. Daddy, come here. And he asked him, how much money do you make every hour? Father said, that's none of your business. Tell me. None of your business. Tell me. Okay. $20 an hour. So the father goes in the kitchen to prepare his meal. 5 minutes afterward, the little boy says to the father, Daddy, come here. Why? What do you want to talk to me about? I want you to give me $10. Why? I work so hard for my... Give me $10. So he pulls out his wallet and he gives him $10. Goes back in the kitchen and puts his food in the microwave. 5 minutes afterward, he hears the voice, Daddy, come here. So he comes in, what do you want? And he says, open up your hands. So he opens up his hands, and the little boy gives him a $5 bill, the $10 bill that he had given to him. He gives him 4 ones, 3 quarters, okay, and a dime, 2 nickels, and 5 cents. Here, Daddy, this is $20. I'd like to buy an hour of your time. Have we arrived at that in our country? I think we have. I think we have. We're losing what is called human relations. Sunday, when I came out of the rectory, I mentioned this yesterday, I was walking toward my class and I walked past 4 teenagers in confirmation. And not one of them greeted me. Why? Because they had something more important. They had to be working on their phone. I'm not the most important person in the world. But I have human dignity. I'm a Christian, I'm a Catholic. I happen to be a Catholic priest. I think you know that, right? Otherwise, I wouldn't be celebrating Mass, no? But if one of them could have just said, hey, morning, Father, happy birthday, that would have been nice. Not that I was soliciting that. But I think we've lost the importance of just being human. I think, especially our younger generation, they're growing up like zombies. They're living in a fantasy world. So I told the parents that story, and you could hear a pin drop. You could cut through that silence. A knife, you could cut through that silence. And said, hey, do me a favor. I'm having a picnic over in the park. A lot of food, a lot of people, a lot of fun, a lot of sports, soccer, baseball. Give me the bat. I got my wounds, okay? Couple of blisters, huh? But one condition. Don't bring your phone. It was one of the happiest days I've experienced in the last year. We just had a lot of fun. Right, Alfonso? Yeah. He brought his son. They're playing baseball. We were talking. We were joking. I got the bat. I was hitting the ball into the skies. I got a couple of blisters. Even though I put the baseball gloves on, I used to have calluses when I used to play ball, no? We had a lot of fun. We prayed the rosary. We sang. I cut the cake, no? There was a cake that said the New York Yankees, they said, that one you don't touch. That, you know, you don't touch that baby. No, uh-huh. Well, we had fun. fathers were talking to their sons. I love the fact that you're playing with your son baseball. Man, that made me so happy. That human contact. Get rid of the phones. Use them, but the human person is more important than the phone. What's more important, the screen and the phone or the person in front of you? So isn't it interesting, those two books, and what's the gospel today? Our Father. That was my meditation this morning. The two books on fatherhood and the gospel today is Jesus says, when you pray, say, Our Father. I'd like to end with one more story. Most of you know I come from a big family, and one of my brothers is 14 years younger than me. Okay, he'll be turning 50 on Father Antolini's birthday, April 8th. He'll enter into the 50 club. Okay, and he always had a really good rapport with my father. And what I see, what he's doing now, he's falling in the same footsteps of my father. My father built a Catholic school in New Hampshire. Mount Royal. Visit next time you go to New Hampshire, okay? Mount Royal. And it was the best academic Catholic school in the state last year. My father built that. Because they see the crisis of education. We got some educators here. My brother Jim built a Catholic school in Portsmouth in 11 months. He almost, I mean, obviously he didn't do all of it, but he was the main person in building that. When I was about 16 and he was 2, my father liked to roughhouse with the boys. And he put my brother Jim on the top of the refrigerator. Okay? And he would shake my little brother. And he loved that. So he'd shake, and he loved it. My mom didn't like it, but my little brother. And I would be walking by and say, hey, that's pretty good. That's cool, no? One occasion, my little brother fell off the refrigerator. And when he fell down, he had a big smile on his face. You know why? He was not focusing on the fall, but on the loving smile of my father who caught him in the air. That says it all. We have to trust in our loving Father. But we have to pray for fathers, because fathers are in crisis. That's a no-brainer. Fathers are in crisis. Let's pray that fathers will understand who they are. What is the purpose in their life? Who are they called to imitate? Who are they called to be like? You know the two greatest men last century? My opinion now. John Paul II and St. John Bosco. Two of the greatest men who ever lived. They are some of the greatest father images in the world. So when you pray the Our Father today, let's pray for fathers, priests also, that we will reflect the goodness and the love and the firmness of our Father who art in heaven. Amen.